Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Oh, yes, this is Chairman Keene of the 9/11 Commission. And I'm meeting with George Bush. George Bush, thank you for joining me here for this meeting.
Chairman Keene, thank you for having me here. This is very good to be here with you. Oh, wait, I'm talking like my father. Let me shift over into my... All right, Texas accent. Getting real tough with people, strutting around in my cowboy boots. But I'm afraid of horses. And I go out and cut brush, though, in front of the TV cameras, and Limbaugh talks about what a John Wayne I am. Let me put on a fake voice. Again, it's all staged, down to even their voices. One more time, I just got to hear it one more time. Remember, this is Hillary. And I just remember that when she fakes acting like the local dialect of black folks, or when she does Texas accents, we ought to dig all those up and do a story about that. Just the chameleon-like behavior of this criminal, Hillary Clinton. Here it is.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I could have listened all afternoon. That pulse that you found so faint, you have brought back to life. And the chair of all the mayors in the country, Mayor Palmer from Trenton,
Mayor
New Jersey.
Mayor Palmer, the mayor of all the mayors in the country, Clinton Palmer. Now, when you hear a Kentucky, strong Kentucky accent, that is dead on. Dead on precision, dead on hatred for you and your family, dead on manipulation, because there's psychological warfare studies going back to even British shops 80 years ago in colonial nations found that their operatives could even talk not just in the language, not just in the tongue, but with the dialect and with the same inflections, it was more effective. Now, in the 21st century with the Internet, so we can comparatively show people this, it's very insulting. But Hillary, when she's in Illinois, does her Illinois accent perfectly, Midwestern. But it's even the Chicago accent. When she's in another part of Illinois, it'll even be for that area. I mean, this woman's got operatives. I mean, she's got, it's admitted, top linguists there just to help her. Remember, staged FEMA conferences with fake reporters, staged things with staged reports with the INS, now ICE. I mean, it's staged, folks. And with a high-level operative like Hillary, she is just an absolute master, just like Clinton. Bush can't even hardly talk from all the cocaine and Jack Daniels and partying hard and all of the late-night male escort visitors to the White House, but it's all part of the Christian conservatism, of course. But you can't see that or hear that at Wikipedia anymore because they've decided that Republican sex scandals isn't newsworthy to have a huge page with thousands of them posted. So you won't see it anymore on Wikipedia, and they are deleting in-game off of ones with millions of views off of Google Video. They're just trying to stop us every way they can. And let me tell you, Digg has blocked us for more than a month. The Berry Brigade has totally destroyed us. We haven't broken through in over a month. It's hurt people we're getting to, but you seem to redouble your effort in on MySpace, your email addresses, calling the talk shows. Let's take it back at them and get PrisonPlanet.com and Truth News out. One other thing, I'm going to do a YouTube blurb a day, a one-minute thing, because we've only gotten like six entries in 2 weeks to the TruthNews.us Ron Paul $2,000 first prize, 500 second place, 100 third place, 60-second TV ad. You upload it to Google or YouTube. They're not going to go viral. I don't know why the submissions we've got are in like quick times. Don't send us the file. You need to upload them to YouTube or Google and then submit them to us that way. You need to get out there and make them. The whole point, the reason I'm spending this money, so a whole bunch of Ron Paul ads get made. Okay? And then that has a viral effect. Now, you got 11 days to get this done. So please help us with this. And don't forget, they're trying to raise $2 million. They raised $500,000 now, is it? In one day so far. They're trying to raise $2 million today to break his quarterly goal a month early to get a lot of press attention. And then the big push is the 15th and 16th. We haul, man. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are Change Colorado in front of Ashcroft. Cameras weren't allowed, so they had the camera lens on, hidden, just getting audio in the first part of the video. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now and at WeAreChange.org. And Aaron's in there doing a report on it on JonesReport.com. But then security people run over there literally in 20 seconds and start going, okay, let's go, come on. And I wish activists, when the audio is not that good, I'm not griping at them, would kind of cut back on the music because it kind of makes it even harder to understand what they're saying when you're not watching the video. But, hey, you did a great job going in there. And they bring up real issues for Ashcroft, and they start telling them, get out, leave now. This was during a question and answer. So it's like, you don't ask questions about 9/11 prior knowledge. You don't ask questions about admitted things. This is the new America where you keep your mouth shut. As Fox News says, you deserve to be tased and beaten to a pulp for asking questions. So here it is.
Why don't you talk about Sybil Edmonds? Why don't you talk about how you gagged Sybil Edmonds? Sybil Edmonds told the public that she was an FBI translator, and she said to you, and they said, we can identify the specific target for the date.
You gagged her, and you don't care about liberty, and you're a liar. Go back to D.C., you're crazy, you're a crook. You gagged Sybil Edmonds, and she knows the FBI, you're ready to testify about how you knew about 9/11 before it happened, and you gagged her.
I'm out of here, man.
But we are Change Colorado right now.
Excellent. I'm part of the change. And that is, I'm not going to be silent. I'm not going to be nice. And if I'm rude because my Constitution is going to stand there and smile that he did us a favor. While he took away all our rights, I am not going to be silent, and I will yell and scream. And that's what everyone in America should be doing today.
Sibel Edmonds came to the FBI. She was an FBI translator. She has specific dates, specific FBI investigation files, specific managers in charge of the FBI. She can prove that the FBI specifically investigated the specific attacks of 9/11, four of the hijackers, and he gagged her before she could tell the public. And it's this man who ruined her life, and she tried to talk about living.
You know what?
She tried to talk about what was
I
right.
have been writing the Justice Department about things in this country before 9/11 started. I have written Janice Barton in 1999. I have been to the FBI office in Georgia, in Washington, D.C., in, where was the last place? Good God Almighty, I've been going up and down this country trying to get someone to listen to me about what's going on in the White House. I don't know who.
I can't listen anymore with that music in the background, but good job, great job. And that's all the victims of 9/11 and other people that are there with We Are Change outside just spontaneously saying, you're with We Are Change, we are too, we hate them. By the way, during the last break, I was watching, we keep a couple television news channels on in the background, and we were watching Fox and CNN on two different screens, and just watching it the last few months, you notice how they could broadcast, CNN could broadcast, off satellite trucks, they could broadcast. They'll even be satellite trucks in the background. They choose not to. They choose to run it over the internet to give it the flickering internet look and to give it the kind of mottled, bad transmission, compressed look. And they're trying to act like they're the internet now. They know people have, you know, begun to be enamored and just automatically, psychologically with branding, trust stuff they see on the internet more. That doesn't mean it's all accurate or true either, but they have. And then now they're trying to, again, get all the questioners and YouTube people to become their kind of underlings and minions to try to control and dominate the viral power of the internet and how it can spread information. So be aware of it. That's why I've got this contest. And I've seen CNN contests that aren't much more money. I mean, total, it'll be $3,100 in prizes for the radio ad and the TV ad that we're doing for truthnews.us. So tell folks about that. And we're doing that because it'll be true viral information, and millions of people will be able to see these videos if there's a couple dozen, and there should be. Last contest was like 60, 70. I think we quit. It was incredible. So many entries. But this contest, I guess because it's the holiday season, folks really aren't picking up on it. We've had like six entries or something. So please get involved with that. Okay, I got a bunch of news I want to get into, but first let's just finish up with all these callers that have been holding the longest. Let's go ahead and talk to, I got mixed up again. Who's up next? Brian in Canada, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Alex. I'd like to thank you for all your efforts. We appreciate it here in Canada as well.
Would you appreciate it more if I was like Hillary and I tried to copy your particular Canadian accent?
It's probably almost the same as a New Yorker's. Or,
but I'm being sarcastic. I mean, isn't that disgusting?
It is, but everything most of the parties stand for is disgusting, so it's just part of everything. I'd like to just... really appreciative that Dr. Ron Paul is now a bona fide front runner, despite all the enormous efforts of the mainstream media to block him out.
Well, did you hear how he was getting cheered and they were getting booed?
Yep. Oh yeah. Yeah. I watched it in its entirety, and I remember one of the previous debates was hosted by Wolf Blitzer. He asked all eight candidates one question, and at the end he asked Ron Paul a totally different question, which I thought was totally unfair.
Well, they also kept giving him 90 seconds, and they'd really give him 60 seconds. So they'd give him 30 seconds, and they'd start interrupting at 20 seconds.
Yeah, I saw him trying. I timed it. He was trying to intercede around 24 seconds, and then at 27 seconds it says, time. So he didn't get his full question.
Actually, I timed one of them. It was 20 seconds, but right. you must be talking about another question.
It definitely wasn't 30 seconds, that's for sure. I guess as a Canadian, we can't get involved in donating to the Ron Paul campaign. Is that true?
No, but you can get involved with viral marketing and getting his name out and his info out.
Right. Yeah, I discussed it with a lot of people that have never heard of him.
But see, what Ron Paul is doing is not just energizing the liberty movement, interjecting real issues about the UN, the fiat currency, the Federal Reserve, the open borders, all of it.
He is also globally now, they just had a big global poll, he won by 70-plus percent against all Republican and Democratic candidates. He is now becoming a fulcrum for the truth to come out everywhere, an example of what our leaders should be.
That's true. And hopefully in Canada we get on the bandwagon. I guess we have the closest thing we have is Connie Fogle of the Canadian Action Party.
Yeah, great lady.
You haven't had her on the program yet?
We've had her three times. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I must have missed that. I pretty well listen to you every day.
You'd have her on.
Yeah, I'll try to get involved in that party. I'll investigate that party a bit more.
Good job. Got to jump. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Gene in Georgia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Alex, how you doing, sir?
Good.
I think my response is to join up with Eric Williams's program to abolish the Federal Reserve Bank. I think it's the best one working because what it does is eliminates all taxation, federal, state, and local. And the way he does that is we work through the state legislatures to gain control by the state through the banking system and use all the interest that's being collected, which is six times as much as there is taxation, to pay all federal, state, and local taxes.
Well, yeah, that was originally put forward by Walter Beery, and then the former comptroller of the Air Force found out about it, and he's got website with Capper Man, Comprehensive Annual Financial Report Man, where he breaks all that down. Yes, folks, they've taken our wealth, only told us about the budget, a tiny part of the real money they brought in, and then now they put it in offshore corporations. The problem would be, even if we did that, ever getting all that money back from these crooks. Instead, they're just now going for the very infrastructure itself. Thank you for the call. Up next is Dan in Georgia. Dan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Hey, the Ron Paul media smear campaign is not working. And honest to God, Alex, I want them to keep it up because they look like such idiots. And
well, that's it. I mean, they're still acting like they fooled the public. 10 years ago, they had most of the public fooled. It isn't working anymore.
Alex, not working. Listen, Alex, after the debate, my 65-year-old mom called me and had watched the debate. And she said the Ron Paul video at the end was her favorite because it was made by a volunteer, and she is not part of any political affiliation. I mean, so it's reaching people.
Well, Congress has an 11% approval rating. Ron Paul, on his issues, has got above 70 in every demographic. Ron Paul is a winner. The people want freedom. The public may be dumbed down, but they're starting to wake up, and they know what they want.
And we're not going away, and it shows up.
I mean, well, that's fantastic. Why we're at the highest level. That, like Ron Paul said last week when he was on the show with us, he said he's worried about them staging something or using something that happens, provocateuring something. They need a terror attack. They need a war to get us back under their wing. But it isn't going to work.
No. And enough people are waking up, and more every day. It's going viral.
Well, I don't say this as hype. I mean it. I mean, and I'm almost scared by what's happening because I know they're going to counterstrike in a big way because we've got them in a corner. I mean, this is viral. This is the zeitgeist. This is exploding. This is exponential, geometric. I mean, there is massive change happening, and it's for the good. And what's the enemy doing? They're just intensifying their lying.
And we're intensifying our efforts, too.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call. Steve in Colorado, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi there, Alex. Hey, I wanted to mention the big deal about the spying, the NSA spying. I don't see how that's such an issue when Echelon is just listening to everybody anyway.
Well, I know. See, they make an issue, and people think it coming out in the news is the media exposing it. They're only giving you one little tiny limited part to just introduce it to you. See, first, there is no NSA, there is no Echelon. We're like, well, here's all the congressional record from the 90s admitting they've been spying for 20 years. Oh, shut up, Congress doesn't exist. Okay, and then now they announce, yeah, it's just Al-Qaeda calls and everybody else, and we're fighting all, quote, crime, and we're spying on everyone, and we're putting cameras up in your schools, and you see how they're doing it?
Yeah, I got two more things if I could hold on.
Stay there, Steve. We'll come right back to you on the other side. I'm going to take two or three more calls on the other side. Then I'm going to do a bunch of news and maybe take a few more calls. But I got a bunch of audio clips as well. Key info straight ahead right here on the one and only GCN Radio Network. Don't forget the new website, truthnews.us. It is a looker, but it's the info that matters.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Everybody wants to know about it. We're getting dozens and dozens of calls at the network saying, I hope they don't claim it's a Ron Paul supporter. Got a bunch of calls on that. I hope they don't claim it's a Ron Paul supporter that's taken her hostage. That has not been reported. No one is saying that, but that's what listeners immediately think, because who knows? There's maybe a 5% chance they'd probably say that. And then it would be a mental patient who'd just been released, who would be under the tutelage of some famous government psychiatrist, and then you know it was staged. In every other case, the highway snipers, Buford Furrow shooting up the Jewish school in Southern California. Of course, McVeigh with Jolly and West, the former head of MKUltra, was his doctor throughout the Denver trial and then in Terre Haute, Indiana, when they executed him. Then he died right after. The former head, public head of MKUltra mind control. Oh, the government goes, here is your doctor. We're assigning you a famous mind control doctor. And you tell the public and they go, mind control doesn't exist. But, it's probably some guy with a girlfriend or something like that. I'm hoping it's not a nut. Hostage situation at Clinton 08 office. An armed man believed to be carrying a bomb walked into the presidential campaign office of Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton. See, now it's believed to be carrying a bomb. New Hampshire today and took two hostages, according to police. Now, Hillary's people did bomb Oklahoma City. They did bomb the World Trade Center the first time, took the bomb, trained the driver. But nuts can do these things, too. But when you've got people that have staged terror before, and Putin's pulled stuff like this, the Israelis, the British, and the U.S. have been caught bombing their own embassies with small bombs to get attention. And, of course, this is a bunch of hysterical news with the media reporting the same thing. He may have released two. He may not have released two. And they're just going to go on and on repeating the same thing. And now Hillary will get all this attention, the poor, sweet thing. Oh, my gosh, they're terrorists that are after her. Heaven forbid it's not a Muslim. And, again, the government didn't even have to. They can finance a terrorist group who then gets well-meaning idiot fools. We've seen a lot of terror ops in the Middle East. Israel got caught, of course, creating fake al-Qaeda groups. And this is in Herat's and Jerusalem Post as the source. And then even the suicide bombers don't know that. They're recruited and believe in the cause. They're idiots. And they are terrorists. But police are at Senator Hillary Clinton's campaign office in New Hampshire to address what CNN affiliates are reporting as a hostage situation. The affiliates said that the incident began about 1 p.m. Eastern. The headquarters in Rochester, WCV-TV in Boston, said it was unclear how many people were being held. WMUR in New Hampshire said the hostage taker was an armed man. The WMUR site said that the witness, Liddy Tazik, told the station people spoke to a woman shortly after she was released from the office by the hostage taker. A young woman with a six-month-old and an eighth-month-old infant came rushing into the store just in tears, and she said, "You need to call 911. A man has just walked into the Clinton office, opened his coat, and shown us a bomb strapped to his chest with duct tape." The website reported Clinton was in Washington area at the time of the incident. She'll probably fly there to grandstand like Clinton on top of the rubble pile. I told you folks, they're going to pull stuff, and I mean, there's so many different ways for them to provocateur of this. It's just too perfect, isn't it? This has Clinton written all over it. I'd have to say 75% chance, though. There are nuts. There are crazies. It could be a Muslim. It could be an abortion protester, a right-to-life protester. But if it's a black op, it will either be a Muslim affiliated, and this will come out in a few weeks, it always does, affiliated with FBI or Mossad handlers who live with them or gave them money, and they would have been in a mental institution, and they'll have like a 75 IQ. They'll be told it's for Allah. Or if it's an abortion individual, they just may be doing it on their own. But if it's a non-Arab, non-Muslim doing it, then, and if it is a black op, it will be a 35, 45-year-old white male or black male who would have been in the Army or Air Force Marines. They would have, of course, told family about mind control, the Baptist shooting up in Fort Worth, again, the Jewish shooting with Furrow. I've seen this literally, it's got to be 100 times. And then they're always in psychiatric care right before they're released. Then they always do something right at the perfect political time. And then you get into Kip Kinkle, same deal. You get into Harris Klebold in Columbine, under government mind control, parents both in secret black op projects, FBI son setting up the trench coat mafia, Harris and Klebold running the school internet, making videos about killing everyone, over 124 bombs, some of them weighing over 100 pounds inside, half the school not there that day, the police pulling out that day before it happened. And we've seen this over and over again, and the public just isn't well enough aware of how these black ops work. The latest just came out. When we get back, we'll cover it. Police hostage taken at Clinton campaign office. Now official. Two people are being held hostage by an armed man at Senator Hillary Clinton's campaign in Rochester, New Hampshire today. So more on this. The nearby campaign office of Senator Barack Obama, her running mate, all stage, Democratic candidate for president, was shut down as a precaution. We'll be right back with this staged event.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Palex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headache, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Okay, now they've got a line here in the different CNN and Fox reports, nothing really new. Hostage taker is demanding to speak to Hillary. So maybe some mental patient that loves her, or it could be some member of the military who's mad, or it could be some religious nut, some schizophrenic, but that's always the cover. They get schizophrenics, they get weak-minded people, then they torture them, then they drug them, and they do this. By the way, that was came out in Senate hearings in 77 and 76. I mean, this is real, but it's kind of like the general public doesn't know that PN Union even exists. Some people don't think it even exists. Some people, because the news has implied it, don't think there's even a Council on Foreign Relations. Well, it's the same thing. You start getting into mind control, and a lot of that's our fault. The Patriot movement, the alternative movement, just because the mainstream lies and spins and obfuscates doesn't mean everything the alternative media is saying. There's a lot of quackery and baloney and bull out there. You know, remote viewers, remote viewing alien species, or stopping people's hearts, or all the rest of this. But they do have old-fashioned electroshock and drugging and the rest of it, and that's mainstream news. They can make you a complete mind-control slave. And the reason I say it could be this is about 80% of the time, if it's a big political event, this type of thing happens. I mean, remember Bobby Kennedy wins the nomination, shoe in to win the presidency, and the Los Angeles coroner. I mean, people call it a conspiracy. The Los Angeles coroner said, no, he was shot three times in the back with powder burns so close, point-blank range, that it blew his, you know, the back, you know, huge holes in the back of his suit and shirt. You know, you shoot somebody up close with a .357, or any type of high-powered handgun, it just blows the fabric back, burns it. A lot of times it'll catch on fire. I mean, a big old blast of red-hot, white-hot flame shoots out of there. Now, Sirhan had been a mental patient, been in mental institutions. Witnesses all saw him drinking coffee with a woman in the polka dot dress. They give him the amnesiac. He walks up and just starts shooting it at the ceiling, shooting at the air. All the witnesses said he wasn't even shooting at Bobby. And then you can see right on the film footage, guy steps right up behind him, holds him, and boom, boom, boom. Bobby falls over, huge bullet holes right in his back. The police come and start reporting, yeah, he was shot in the back, shot in the back. Sirhan shooting from the front. And then you look at the person that shot Reagan. His dad was the head of World Vision, known CIA front. They've always used people at National Geographic because they were overseas and in remote areas as fronts. They've always used missionaries. They've always used other groups to do that, international businessmen. And, you know, that's just another case. World Vision is admittedly been involved. And I'm not saying they don't even go do some good missionaries. But the point is World Vision's been a CIA front. And both the shooters of John Lennon and of Ronald Reagan were both World Vision employees and both in mind control facilities. And one of them, of course, was the son of the head of World Vision, some of the biggest campaign contributors to the Bushes, who had dinner with the Bush family the night before. And the George Herbert Walker was supposed to be there, but couldn't be. I mean, you got them having dinner with the shooters. And then now, congressional reports. I was in New York for not this year's 9/11, but last year's 9/11, when the U.S. versus John Lennon movie came out. I never went and saw it in theaters. It was here in Austin. I never went and saw it, but I did see clips of it, and I did see on New York One, that's ABC, it's 24 hours a day news in New York. I'm in my hotel room at 7 a.m., eating eggs and drinking coffee. And I watched about an hour of it. And they just point blank had Strom Thurmond's letter about how we got to kill John Lennon. We got to do it now, a few months before they did it, and how he's going to stop our wars in Latin America. We got to, you know, he's got to be taken out now. And that was in the Armed Services Committee, and that went on to the White House. And, of course, Reagan wasn't going along with a bunch of stuff, and you saw what happened to him. He was the president at first, but after he got shot and got given that cold blood, which can really mess you up, he suddenly started having all those health problems. They were drugging him, doing a lot of different stuff to him. This happens, folks. I just hope some nut with some of these government-connected things doesn't blow me away, and then people say, oh, that's no big deal. Or Dr. David Kelly says, I've been told they're going to kill me. I'll be found dead in the woods. And then the police come running up, and four guys in black military uniforms run away from his body. They say there's no foul play when there's no blood at the scene and three undigested caplets in his stomach. Diana said, they're going to kill me. They told me Charles says he's going to kill me in a fake auto accident. 2 months later, they kill her. You look at all the evidence. They do this. It happens. And usually mind control just consists it's just like that movie, The Shooter, with Mark Wahlberg. Very accurate how they operate. They just got some military black operator thinking he's running security. All of a sudden, they just walk up and shoot him a couple times in the back, throw the rifle down seconds after they try to shoot the president or shoot somebody who's with the president. That was done as a PR stunt in that film, but that's based on the real type of thing. So a lot of times mind control is just drugging somebody up. He's swerving back and forth in both lanes. The state police pull him over in a big yellow bomber car with no license plates with a gun on the thing. He stumbles out crawling on the grueling. The Daily Oklahoman reported this, and the state police said he appeared to be drugged. He's grueling, saying, it hurts, get it out of me. There's a chip in my hip. Get it out, get it out. And then they appoint the head of MKUltra as his doctor within days of his arrest. who shadows him and lives in whatever city he's incarcerated in Denver and then in Indiana, for, what, 8 years until McVeigh is executed. I mean, how dumb do they think we are? Aaron, you've got new developments. Come in here with any new developments. Give us your take on what's happening. Aaron, I know you're in there watching news clips, reading. Can you, somebody took a chair out of here. Why don't you just give people a synopsis of your take on all this? I mean, there's a good chance he's just some lunatic who says he worships Hillary and thinks it's his mommy, or he's an alien king and needs to let her know that the transmitters are controlling him. I mean, he may just be a nut. But the fact that it's Hillary, the whole MO, the fact that we've seen her run so many black ops with mind control involved, or they used two mentally retarded men on New York welfare to cook the bomb, train the driver, gave them detonators, tried to tell them where to park it. They were so retarded they didn't park it up against the pillar. I mean, since she's done this over and over again, we can't trust her. And again, I was just talking about what a genius she is earlier, faking the exact dialect no matter where she is in the world. Very wicked individual. You're in there watching, reading all the collation. What's going on?
Well, I don't have a whole lot more details than anyone else at this point, but in a preliminary sense, I'd say, depending on how big the story gets, the more likely the chance are it's provocated.
Perfect timing!
I mean, already Carl Carlson, or whatever his name is on Fox, is in the car, ready to go with that little ready grin on.
And, of course, he's a Bush operative. It's admitted his wife's a high-level Bush operative. He's admittedly a Bush operative. There's video of him admitting he's a Bush operative.
Yeah, so it looks like they may be gearing up for a big story, but...
remember, the White House is behind the Clintons. They're all part of the same intelligence apparatus. Because Carl Cameron's going to save us.
Yeah, I agree. The fact that it's Hillary is pretty suspicious, but we don't know what's going on yet.
Well, they're saying that hostage taker demands to speak to Hillary, but it doesn't say... There's no video. It just says police say that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, she'll end it. She'll go and he'll probably bow and she'll say, I heal you. I mean, it'll probably be like her, like an angel. I've always said Schwarzenegger, to catapult him into the presidency, there'll be some bombing or some hostage deal, and he'll go in and deal with it. And, you know, really, they'll have the guy on a cell phone with cue words, and his doctor will get on and say, the Falcon flies overtime, or, you know, whatever little code word. Like McVeigh flopping. See, and they don't really usually have an actual chip. When they're electroshocking them, PCPing them, peyoteing them, hitting them with all sorts of pain drugs that they induce, this is all declassified. This is what they were doing 40 years ago. Hitting them with all this, they will then add keywords where they give them the antidote or stop the electro torture. Because, again, they get you on drugs, then torture you, run around in devil outfits, throw rotten blood on you. I mean, it's a long, all forms of just terrorizing you, putting you in pits with rats, everything else. And then they have a key word or keywords, because they don't want it one word where it's always something real weird and esoteric, so they don't have a chance to hear it or something like it to trigger. They could even use television and radio to trigger. That's why they were, you know, people kept wondering why they would get up during the shooting and say, the goose is wrong. The goose's neck is wrong. Do you understand? The goose's neck is wrong. You know, that's the trigger. And that guy was under army mind control. That later came out. And people just can't understand this. You torture somebody for months, then keywords take the pain away, or keywords put you into a catatonic state. McVeigh crawling around going, get it out. It's hurting. Because now it's the psychosomatic from so much torture that's triggered. It's a Pavlovian response. You ding the bell. When you feed the dog 50 times, then you start dinging the bell. It'll start salivating and producing more stomach acids just with the sound of the bell. Now, that's with the stimuli, the positive stimuli of food and water. Imagine the stimuli of torture with special pain drugs, Aaron.
Yeah, that's very nice. On a different front...
How would you like to be tortured for years by them? Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, I'd love to be tortured. That'd be great.
And they just admit that Jolly and West and Dr. Ewing Cameron, head of one of the CIA programs, it just said they would take foster children by the thousands and also wealthy people's children who would be assigned to them. And it just said they would torture them for several years with electroshock and drugs and program them. And then they would have them as total mind control, just total orders. And just it's on History Channel, but it still doesn't exist.
Well, we certainly know that politicians have inaugural bombings. Gordon Brown just had one. Why not have some kind of incident to make sure Hillary wins that nomination? She was destined to do so.
They're already appointing all her people at the White House. And
yeah, pretty frightening.
Well, Aaron, thank you for talking to us. Just would you try to go track down what they're talking about with about she wants to talk to Hillary or Billary?
Carl Carlson's saying, is that his name? He's saying that they don't talk to hostages and that whole line.
We don't talk to terrorists, you mean?
Yeah.
We get tough on them unless we're financing them. Well, if it turns out he comes from some mental institution, then it's an absolute guarantee. But it's always, again, special military doctors are dropping by. A lot of times the most famous in history. It'd be like if Mengele, you know, showed up at one of our bases for torture. I mean, that's who does it. You couldn't. It'd be like Bonnie and Clyde showing up after a bank robbery and nobody thinks they might have been involved. Now, I'm leaving the phones open. We got callers about 100 different subjects, but I know everyone wants to talk about Hillary and the hostage. We've got to focus on her. We've got to talk about her. We've got to, you know, look at our dear leader. John, out of all those callers, does anybody want to talk about this? You say you're getting masses of calls about it, but John in Nevada, you want to comment? Go ahead.
Yes. Good morning, Alex. Red flag immediately hit me when I heard this, and with Glenn Beck's statements, I think it's very possible that they could be trying something, especially after Ron Paul's performance the other night.
I forgot he took
the CNN polls. I mean, I voted on the poll, and he was getting 56-58% in almost every category. The lowest one he had was 49%. I think they're very scared about what's going on. I think the perfect situation here is that they have some kind of a Manchurian candidate, and they wind up taking him out, and then they can blame whatever they want on him.
Well, I'll say this. If it is a Ron Paul supporter, or a We Are Change, or even an anti-war activist, it is a guarantee that it's staged. Because you're right, the White House talking point came out months ago. Suddenly, O'Reilly, Bortz, Beck are suddenly saying they're going to get violent. These people are violent. We've got to use the military against the American people. And yes, if we start seeing American terrorists coming out who aren't Muslim, then it's clearly staged.
I was saying
this morning they've got to stage something.
Right, and you're right about that, but what I think is key is if he's unable to speak, i.e. they take him out, then I think that gives them the perfect opportunity to use whatever they want and say whatever they want about that particular individual.
And another thing,
whatever they want.
I agree. We've seen the Israelis, the British, the Russians, and the U.S. do this. They will send in a special forces SEAL, or they'll send in one of their people, and they think it's a live drill, and they think that the campaign's been told there's going to be a drill, and then they go in and gun them down or kill them. The Russians love that, and that's another way they set their people up, just like the shooter.
Alex, every bone in my body is shaking. I can feel it, and I never get this way. I just feel something happening. So.
Well, I mean, they keep saying that patriots are going to stage all these attacks, and last time they did that, they pulled off OKC.
No, but we're not going to do anything.
By the way, the federal documents came out for police listening. Go check. Don't believe me.
I'm telling the
police who are good out there and who are compartmentalized. It has now come out the Southern Poverty Law Center was running the Elohim City op. And it's now come out in federal documents that McVeigh was tied to special ops secretly. Now, we told you that 10 years ago. And the state police told you that, and police that worked the case. And some of them got murdered. Oh, yeah, they took officers and tortured them and then killed them to find out who else knew. Cops have died to bring you the information you're getting right now, so don't you dare sit there and laugh at us.
Final point is, if it turns out to be that way, everybody in your audience needs to do massive research on the guy and do what they can to do whatever.
We need to immediately expose this in a full-bore info battle with the truth. Now, I interrupted you five times. You made four or five key points. You make them again. Recap.
Okay. Number one is that if he's killed, if they take him out, I think that's the perfect thing to blame it on a so-called patriot Ron Paul supporter. Number two, Glenn Beck and the other talking point people that have come out and stated that, it's already priming the wheel so that everybody's got that in their minds. And then number three is that with Ron Paul's debate performance and what happened on the internet as far as the CNN polls showing that he's getting 56-58% in every single category, got 49% in his lowest category, I think they're very scared, and I think it's a perfect opportunity to have some kind of provocateur thing. But if he is some kind of a Manchurian candidate, I would expect them to take him out so he can't talk. So God bless you, have a good Christmas, and take care.
Absolutely. Thank you, man. Really good point from that listener. Anybody else there on the line wanting to talk about this, John? No, all right. It's just filled up with people wanting to talk about other stuff, and I'm sorry to make you hold, folks, but people want to talk about this, and It's obviously important, and I was, last hour when we first reported it, I kind of hoped it would fizzle out and it was just some fight with his wife or something, and but now he wants to talk to Hillary, we're hearing, and now it just has all the hallmarks. We hope this is not the case. It may not be the case, but it usually is, and it's just absolutely disgusting to see this happening. Man, and I've just got stacks of these reports here, all just blurting out. The media now for all day is going to repeat the same thing over and over again. A man in the New Hampshire campaign office of Hillary Clinton went in with a bomb strapped to himself. Witnesses that he released said the two witnesses were women with children, one with a baby, one with a smaller child. He wants to talk to Hillary Clinton, but the police should not negotiate with terrorists who have hostages. Carl Cameron, White House operative, is on the way to save the day. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, I hope this is much to do about nothing and some family squabble. Pray for everybody involved. The hostage taker doesn't kill anybody or hurt himself. By the time I'm back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., we'll be able to report to you on the surge today for Ron Paul. And a lot more. We're about to talk to Trevor Lyman, who's spearheading this, and the big 15th and 16th event that's coming up. Before we do that, NoSickHolidays.com, NoSickHolidays.com It's got the elderberry and a bunch of the other berries that have been clinically proven in major medical studies to be antiviral and huge overall immune system blockers with all the stress of the holiday season and being indoors with all the sick people. Boost you and your family's immune system now with this delicious and nutritious, non-drug syrup. It's just really high quality stuff. NoSickHolidays.com or 866-402-6680. Give them a call, 866-402-6680. An amazing formula, because I look into all these sponsors. I already knew about this stuff. We already give it to our children. 866-402-6680 or NoSickHolidays.com. The holiday means more exposure to nasty bugs. Bolster you and your family's immune system now. NoSickHolidays.com. And don't forget to Infowars.com. You can go there and get in-game blueprint for global enslavement or loose change final cut. Now available. Don't fight the crowds. Do your Christmas holiday shopping now at Infowars.com. Get the word out. Wake your family up and support us, and we continue to fight the New World Order. Trevor Lyman, we've just got a few minutes with him, and I appreciate him jumping in. He's the guy that picked up just a little idea on the web that somebody else put out. We appreciate them. Of the 5th of November, he put it into websites. We raised $4.2 million for Ron Paul on the 5th of November. Now, before this quarter ends in a month, we want him to get the $12 million early. We're trying today. Regardless, already a lot of money's been raised today. They've gone over $10 million and rising. And then the 15th and 16th, Trevor, I don't know if you heard it. I had Jesse Benton on the other day, and I just cold asked him on air without knowing what he'd say. I said, knowing what you know, knowing what the campaign knows, do you like the idea of the 15th and 16th for it to build exponentially? And he said, I cannot say, and he said this off air too to me, he said, I cannot say strongly enough that all of our instincts in history show the 15th and 16th of not just the 16th would be that much better. But we'll get your take on that in a moment. In the few minutes we've got, how is the big money bomb going today?
It's going pretty well. I think we're about to hit 300,000 raised. Obviously, we need to do a lot more than that to reach the goal, but you know,
I guess I was looking at it yesterday because it looks like almost 450,000 since yesterday, but I guess 300,000 a day. Continue.
Right. I just really hope that people will go ahead and dig in a little bit today, because if we do well today, we'll get a lot of positive press. We were already today. We were in the Miami Herald about this fundraising drive. We were in USA Today. You can go online and see those articles. So that's big coverage. And, the media is watching, and if we do well, we'll get a lot more.
But if we don't, they're going to spin it against us, and we've got to have an extra push for the 15th and 16th.
Right. I mean, well, you know, we're used to them spinning things against us, so I'm not too worried about that, because I know we're going to blow that out of the water.
Plus, you listened to the call from the campaign to get money now, Trevor, so you've done a great job.
It was a tight spot, and, they're asking for money. They've done it two or three times, and I don't think it was a mistake. I don't think that anybody should continue to have the idea that that's not true, because it wasn't just one email. So, that to me that's what we need to do. And we can use this media attention to bring in more money for the Tea Party, and we can start it now. We can have attention all month long,
Trevor, you have done an amazing job. I'm going to make sure people I know give again today. I've already given my max. Give again, ladies and gentlemen, today. Absolutely. They need this money to buy the ads for early January and the big 15th and 16th coming up as well. Trevor, did you hear Jesse on the show agreeing with your original idea of the 15th and 16th?
Yeah, that sounds great. Yes. So I'll definitely
fire out,
that. We'll
fire out
that.
The websites to learn more about the money bomb today.
Oh, sorry. Rudy'sReadingList.com. And then the other one is TeaParty07.com, and that will soon have a link to the whole weekend.
God bless you all. Stay there, Trevor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello.